seditious so-called historian executed for terrorist jaywalking. 9th of January, 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday. Georgia Bureau of Instigations today executed Philippe Brown Foreigner, an alleged historian, at a conference of freedom-hating seditionaries spreading vile agitatory falsehoods about the superior growth and achievements of the United States of America at a conspiratorial gathering of historian cells. Brown Foreigner, whose ancestors had been good, honest Americans for only three generations, was executed for failing to stop in a sufficient number of milliseconds when caught flagrantly jaywalking outside a Hilton hotel. After being thrown to the ground and handcuffed, the former Oxford communist radical and author of 19 works of vicious, traitorous calumnies was tasered, injected with tranquilizers, and arrested. It took 25 policemen with batons 15 minutes to subdue his violent histrionics, during which he shouted such anarchist revolutionary slogans as "Help! Help!" and "Murder!" His corpse, still radiating corrupting evil, was taken to a city morgue and thrown into a mass grave. Other historians came to collect the corpse or inquire as to Brown Foreigner's welfare, which our Nobel peacekeeping force quite rightly took as having turned themselves in, guilty and ready to receive their due justice. Officials demanded a quite reasonable bail of only $1,000 for the tattered remains of Brown Foreigner's mortal vessel. The filthy socialist cadres actually went so far as to demand the peace officer's identification and badge number in an attempt to clog your government's functions by excessive liberal bureaucracy. Of course, this was turned down. The weak homosexual leftists of the American Historical Association even went so egregiously far as to pen a letter of protest to city officials for their correct action in the face of unconscionable violation of social contract. The Atlanta police continued to monitor the conduct of these professional liars and confabulators. Anyone crossing the street against the light was tasered to the ground and subdued appropriately. The American Historical Association then tried to pass a resolution suggesting that our holy leader's mission of peace and justice in Iraq and Afghanistan was less than optimal in its overwhelming success. Fortunately, all were captured by the GBI and sent to the U.S. Marine Corps rest camp at Guantanamo Bay, where they are resting and recovering in the highest of spirits. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.